Chapter 13, Gentleness. Don't do anything from selfish ambition or from a cheap desire to boast, but be humble toward one another, always considering others better than yourself. Paul, Philippians 2, 3b. Some translations of the Bible list this fruit as humility rather than gentleness. That gives a broader word picture of what this could mean. Whichever word you choose, these have not always been virtues valued in society. As a matter of fact, through the years, they have been much looked down upon as being unmanly. Unfortunately, that is not much different today. Today's superhero man still permeates much of our media. Let us explore two questions. One, what does gentleness as a fruit of the Spirit mean? And two, why is gentleness important for us today? In a weekly devotional, Lauren Abraham states, "A common misconception is that gentleness is weakness or passiveness. True gentleness, however, is just the opposite. It requires great strength and self-control. Gentleness comes from a state of humility." In thinking through this chapter, I asked the members of the Facebook group created for this book what gentleness meant to them, and why it was important in our world today. I love the one I got from Debbie Johnson. The best answer I have seen for gentleness is self-forgetfulness. Another great definition of gentleness comes from Trask and Goodall, saying, "Gentleness is strength under control." These should eliminate all thoughts that the characteristic of gentleness is a wimpy kind of thing. Rather, it is powerful. When others lash out at us, we stay calm and in control of the situation. True gentleness requires self-control, which is the subject of the next chapter. We see many examples of both God and Jesus being gentle in the Bible. God is often referred to as a shepherd, one who guards and cares for his flock. Formerly, we lived near fields where sheep could roam free. You could watch the shepherds tenderly tending to their flock. Jesus, too, shows many examples of gentleness. My favorite is when he not only forgave Peter for denying him, but reinstated him. Jesus must have been extremely disappointed, but he chose a gentle route. Gentleness continues to be important for us today. We live in a world of chaos, and the media feeds that frenzy. Media today does not promote behaving with a gentle spirit. Over 30 years ago, I was challenged by a book I read called See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. In that book, the author challenged readers to go on a TV diet and not watch TV for a year. It seemed impossible, but I decided to try it. To this day, I do not watch network TV. I count that as a contributor toward my positive attitude. We are indeed affected by what we watch. How can I grow in gentleness when I am being bombarded by watching behaviors, words, and deeds that are unkind? That takes us to social media. Social media should reflect the person that you would like to become. Due to controversial posts, many people are giving up social media. With a heated election and a pandemic, the year 2020 was a year of controversy. There were many poisonous posts, and people were saying things that they would never say face-to-face. It became a challenge to not respond and just let these angry posts go by. To become gentler, we need to practice mercy and give others the grace that we would like to have for ourselves. The word that comes to mind is being tender-hearted. We are all human and make mistakes. When someone makes a mistake or says something in anger, we need to be the bigger person and just let it go. By blasting one another, are we making the situation better or worse? Practicing gentleness is not easy. It takes a lot of forethought, self-control, and practice. The adage of count to 10 before you speak verbally or on social media gives much wisdom.